Actually,
no.
Realize it's been like disproportionately four people I'm sitting next to.
Oh, God.
Is Hector
coming? All right, good afternoon, everybody. Sorry.
I know.
What's the matter?
We're looking for Legislator Rodriguez.
He's here.
I know he's here. I'm just not quite sure.
He went to change.
He can sit next to you.
Oh, he's going to love that. Mr. Campbell,
yes,
can you sit behind me?
Yes, ma'am.
Anyone know where Hector is?
Well, I'm not looking for him. What time is it? Is it 5?
Yeah.
It's 5 o'clock.
Yeah. Well, maybe he's probably in the men's room. He's changing clothes.
Oh, all three, you could say. You got three chairs right here. Elliot.
I can't have my back here, Rich.
Okay.
You can turn sideways. All right, let's go. Hector. Thank you for coming. Motion to open the meeting. We have our meeting of 5:14 and 5:20.
Minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Any discussion on either one? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 124, setting a public hearing on Local Law 2. Local Law to provide a collection of village real property taxes held on Tuesday, July 15, 2014, at 7 p.m. Someone move it?
I'll move it.
Second?
A second.
Discussion? No discussion?
Mm-hmm. Only public hearing.
Yeah, I understand. Mm-hmm. No discussion? Hold on one second. Mm-hmm. Members first? No members? Before you go, I just want to say a couple things. You can go first. There again, you know, I understand the importance of this. We have correspondence from our finance, Bert, regarding the reasons that he feels that we should not proceed with this. I'm right now leaning towards not voting yes for this whenever, I mean, not so much the local law, but also for any kind of changes whatsoever, unless someone can convince me differently regarding some of the things that Bert has brought up. So, in saying that, anything else? If not, you want to make them all in favor and say.
I have one quick question.
Yes?
Since we have a couple of people from Allen, if this should pass, are the individuals that are doing it now for the villagers, will they lose their positions?
No.
No.
Are you speaking
to me? So we have a very small staff, Jeanette, and it's not as if it's not like the county where the finance department handles these things. It's the function of one or two members of the department. Our finance department is one person who happens to be the treasurer, the tax collector. You know, they do the water and sewer billing and the myriad other things. So this is just one more thing piled on to a workload. So no.
Okay. Yeah, just so that for the record, just state your name before you.
Mary Sheely.
Ex-legislator. Mary Beth and Hector and Carl.
I didn't get to read everything, but is it true, though, if this local law were to pass, then the executive's office saying that they have to hire people and there would be salaries associated with that?
My staff right now is at the max. And in terms of additional possible contracts and additional receiving of taxes, I would need two staff positions, as well as in consultation with the county attorney. She would need an assistant county attorney to do more litigation under these incoming additional delinquencies.
You're about?
My follow-up question then would be, if this were to pass, when would that be implemented, and would you be finding those salaries within your budget, or this would have to get added?
I mean, it would have to get added in terms of the budget process. In 2015, if this were to be approved, I would put in a request in 2015 budget for two additional positions.
Probably no, then.
Hector? Carl? Tracy?
I don't know how I'm ultimately voting. I can maybe be convinced for a public hearing, but I have...
placed a couple of phone calls at this point to the village treasurer as well as to the mayor with regards to their administrative costs as to what this is actually costing my village specifically. So before I want to jump both feet in, I'm still waiting to basically hear back.
Okay. Carl?
Well, just for the benefit of legislators like me who don't represent the village, I think this voting just to have the public hearing will give us an opportunity to find out what their concerns are and give me a better idea of it. I know that you've had conversations with the finance department, and I would hope that the villages come to the public hearing and voice their opinions so that the legislature can get a better idea of how it's going to affect everyone. It may be good for the villages and not so good for the county, but maybe that's what the county's responsibility should be, to collect the taxes for the entire county.
Well, Bert put a letter out to every legislator.
I didn't say, no, we wouldn't collect. It's just I wanted to make everyone aware it's going to cost us more to do this. Mm-hmm. The additional mailing costs that would come, depending on who's delinquent, I would have to do certified and regular mail to those interested parties on every parcel. Mm-hmm. So, just that is an additional cost.
Well, one other question, too. I mean, you wouldn't start going backwards and take all the properties that are in delinquent. You would start...
That would be a legal question to the attorneys, and I would present that.
I think that if we ever got to that point, you would have an answer both of you regarding where we would go regarding the properties. Would they be starting way back or starting at this point forward?
There's also another issue regarding the article of real property tax law that is used to enforce the unpaid taxes. And everyone except the county is under Article 11 of real property tax law. And that's the newer version of real property tax law. It was changed about 10 years ago. The village of New Paltz is Article 10 of real property tax law. So that's going to take some more legal work to bring it under Article 11, which is a wholly different animal as far as tax collection and enforcement is concerned.
Mr. Chairman?
Hold on, we got Tracy. Then Tracy?
My question, it's for Bert. First, to follow on what Carl says, I'm open to a public hearing and hearing with the public and anyone else has to say. But for Bert, your letter talked about $1.2 million.
Yes.
Did you do an analysis of how many properties that
is? We called the village because I don't have information on the village's taxes. We called the village to see what their delinquent amount was. And that added up to $1.2 million.
Because what I'd be interested in knowing is how many properties that represents, because that would give a better picture of what percentage of their total workload.
And you have to remember, though, in terms of the number of parcels in the village, I collect as soon as they become delinquent, year one. It's
right.
When I go to foreclosure, it's 3 years later. So it may be, one parcel I go to auction on, but think of all those just 1 year delinquents I have to follow with letters and collect their taxes.
No, I understand that.
I can get you that number.
Yeah, but I'd like to have a sense of what
the village is no more than I would.
Listen, whoever has any concerns, questions, get them to Victoria. Victoria will get them to Bert, and Bert will answer those questions.
Okay.
All right. Jeanette?
Yeah, I think it might be helpful because I just recalled Mary Sheely and I when we were serving as chair
and we met with you.
Minority, right. Majority, I think we were at the time, right, Mary?
Yeah.
And we met. And we met.
You were hoping they'll marry, right?
So
I think it might have gone through.
I think it might help to know exactly what effort and the time that the county provides the village. And particularly at that time, we were just talking about Ellenville, because it seems as if the other couple of villages didn't have a problem, Saugerties or New Paltz.
Remember, the village of New Paltz, under Article 10, they don't do it the same way we do under Article 11. So they're a whole other issue.
Right, they do.
Yeah.
But, you might... Can you explain it, Bert? The effort and the help that we provide?
Yes, I know we met with the village several times to go over, especially our installment contract process and how we... allow taxpayers who have delinquencies to enter into an installment agreement and follow through with that. And we provided the contracts to the village as well as our enforcement piece of certifying mails, legal notices, and, you know, a lot of that in terms of the enforcement is done through the county attorney's office as well. So, you know, we did provide that to the village and have several times.
Hector?
Bert, and I understand if you may not, you don't have this up to your head,
yep.
But this is the current amount, I guess, in aggregate for all of the...
The 1.2, yeah.
2.
Yep.
How's it broken out, though?
Roughly 900,000 is the village of Ellenville, 300,000 is village of Saugerties, and there, because of Article 10, in terms of the tax liens, there was maybe 10,000 or 20,000 in the village of Newport.
So, all right, not to be parochial, but so it's $20,000 is what? Okay, all right.
They sell the liens, yeah. Village of Newport sells the liens under Article 10. That's why that number is so low.
Okay.
John?
You know, this whole proposal came up in April, and it was postponed first till May and then to June. As a matter of fact, legislator Bofiglio said in his comments that will give everybody time to answer the questions. I got a letter from from Bert yesterday. Yesterday, that was about as bland a piece of paper as anyone can possibly imagine. It didn't list any of the things that anyone in sophomore level in high school would have to answer to justify a term paper. They didn't talk anything about work analysis and how many pieces of property and how much it costs to develop each piece of property and to collect the money. Averages on delinquent properties and how much they're collecting. Now, just for kicks, we did 5 counties because I sent a letter in April to the commissioner. I got an answer that was terrible. Didn't give me what I was looking for at all. So we had to go do the work. I'm just going to tell you this. 5 towns had a collective amount over the last 3 or 4 years of $715,000 in delinquent taxes. They collected $1.13 million. That's 158% more than the taxes that were owed. So if you notice the letter that went out today, it didn't say, we got a real cash cow here. To say you're going to need new attorneys and to say you're going to need new staff is fallacious at best. I calculate that maybe taking over these communities would increase the collections, increase the activity 4 to 6% in the county. 4 to 6% in the office. Most of the difficulty is in Ellenville with problems. And why they should have to have Ellenville, the Saugerties, and New Paltz have to have their own separate department just boggles my mind. However, there's nothing mentioned as an analysis as to why they have to hire these people. If they have to hire 2 attorneys and all these extra people, boy, it makes me think there's room for privatization in this entire system here. So we've done a lot of work on this. I just hope that nobody's afraid to get it to a public hearing. And let's see what the public thinks when you're treating an entire entity in our community differently than everyone else. You know, there's 4,100 people in Ellenville, 3,900 in Saugerties, and 6,800 or so, a lot of whom are students. And most of the activity is in Ellenville. And a lot of them get settled beforehand. So 4 or 5% is all you're really talking about. And the numbers are not supported by any documentation. You write down we need 3 attorneys, and we need 4 people in the finance department. We accept that? I sure don't. Thank you, sir, Mr. Chairman.
Burke, can you do some more in-depth research? You don't have to do it today.
Hold on, Rich. With all due respect.
He doesn't have the floor.
But I was addressed with that.
I'm going to address you with it. Yeah.
He's on the committee.
Go ahead.
I know you're probably stomach's turning.
He should have an opportunity.
He will. But, Bert, can you basically respond in writing to everybody on this committee regarding some of the not only that, but the other questions that came up today.
Sure.
And any other questions that come forth.
Sure.
And let me ask a question before we proceed, and I'll let Bert say something. Hopefully, we get a casino in Ellenville. And I'm sure if that is the case, I'm sure your delinquent properties are not going to be delinquent much longer. How is that going to affect, you know, the properties? I'm sure that's going to have a big positive for the village if that happens. You won't need Ulster County regarding some of your delinquent properties because you won't probably have any delinquent properties. So just keep that in the back of your mind. Bert?
With all due respect, and...
address me to the...
Your concern about... Because first of all, I was requested by this committee to provide additional costs that the county may incur. I wasn't addressed to provide all the backup that the chairman has requested from me. I will say, in terms of additional positions, I'm more than willing to provide the committee backup for the positions. I know what my office does now, and I believe the villages do have their tax collectors, and they have additional staff to help with that. With that said, if I'm going to take some of that over, I think the staffing that I'm asking for isn't much for three villages. Again, I can always put the request in and get denied. That's not a problem. And I'll just say that, Rich, and there's no more to be said.
All right, the only thing that I ask of you that, you know, what you, the questions that you heard tonight,
sure,
and any other questions that come forth,
yeah,
just kindly address them.
Will do.
The Victorian shoe will disperse them.
Mr. Chairman, this is for a public hearing.
That's right.
It's 5 weeks from now. We have about 75 other resolutions tonight. At this rate, we'll have our meeting with the college about 12:30 tomorrow afternoon. Can we move forward, please?
Yes, sure.
Are you calling the question, Mr. Briggs?
I don't know. I'm just saying let's move on.
Right. I can assure you we'll be done by 6. One other question, that's it.
Rich, please.
Yeah. Sorry, Jim.
I was trying to be polite.
So first of all, a point of clarification, Mr. Chairman, because I think we're talking about apples and oranges here. You're not talking about collecting the village taxes, if I'm...
Delinquent taxes.
You're right. You're collecting the delinquent taxes.
Correct. Right.
So that's something that needs to be put out there. I think it would be in the best interest of this committee to let this go to a public hearing, specifically for the reasons that you are now currently collecting the delinquent taxes of about 35 different tax collection entities, 20 towns and 15 schools. So you're sending out a message to the three villages that there's no parity there. They're not on equal field. Let that become part of the public hearing and let the public decide.
Yeah. Jim?
Question, Bert. The three villages, these charges are not on the current bill that they're sent from the...
No,
go out
they're not.
And
that's
totally
an additional
separate
cost that we would have to incur to put it
they
on
get
the
an
bill.
Additional bill.
Yes.
Can you give me a brief description between the 10 and 11, the articles on the real property tax?
Sure. Oh, in terms of right now, the tax liens? I mean, right now,
the
Village of New Paltz sells those liens to a company who
so
then goes
they've
after
set them. Themselves
correct.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, one more question and then we'll get it ceased. John?
Just a quick note. I will be sending copies out of the correspondence that I asked for information. But I just have these pieces of paper here. But they are 24 or 25 times that the leadership of the county has talked about shared services. This is the ultimate in shared service. And some of the things I'm hearing, and some of the people have told me the phone calls they're getting, are saying, well, we want you to share our burden, but we don't want you to share. We don't want to share your burden. It's the common theme, shared services. I certainly hope the committee tonight votes to have a public hearing on this.
Last question.
Hi, Jeff Kaplan, Mayor Bell. I just have two very quick points. First of all, I'm at a loss as to why we're down to about three or four counties in the entire state that don't make their villages whole. And I fail to understand why Ulster should be different than any other counties. The other thing is, piggybacking on the idea of shared services, one of the things that's probably most egregious in this whole process is that between October And the period when the redemption period ends, which is the end of January, end of February, the county goes out and encourages people within the villages to pay their back taxes. And as part of the inducement, they say, this way you don't have to pay your village tax now. And I've gotten this rap myself, where I've had clients of mine that I get calls from the county, and they say, you can save $19,000 and bring your taxes current if you do it now, but once we go by the redemption date, then you're going to have to pay your village taxes also. I think that's pretty outrageous, especially at a time when we're talking about shared services, and we should really sit down, and part of the public hearing process maybe allow us to do that, but we should sit down and figure out a way to work together on this thing, because clearly the way that the system works now is broken, and it's really hurting the villages, especially mine.
All right, that's the last comment. I know we probably could talk, like TJ said.
Can I just get clarification?
Well, we'll get clarification at a later date to Tracy. If not, we're going to continue this, and we're not going to be able to do everything we have to do.
Yeah.
All right, let's call the question. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Anybody against? I'm against. All right, next.
Okay.
June, Resolution 159. Setting a public hearing on local law number 3, amending to require certain resolution approving the execution of contracts of in excess of $50,000 entered by the county for public service, supplementing the standardized information to be held Tuesday, July 15th at 7:05. Move.
I'm moving.
Second.
I'll second.
Second. Discussion. No discussion?
Again, this is for the public hearing.
Public hearing, yeah. No discussion?
Can I just ask a question?
Yes, you may.
This is, and this, just to be clear, because I plan on attending, this is still going to laws and rules on Monday for discussion, right? That's...
Victoria?
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks.
Any other? If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
189. Establishing reporting a standard date for elected and appointed officials. We have a resolution that everyone should have a copy.
I have an amendment.
Move it. Second. All right, everybody's going to have an amendment in front of them.
Can you please pass those around?
Tracy?
Thank you. Oh, I was just going to say, I don't know if I'm on that amendment.
Yes, you are. You are on that. Yes, you are.
Actually, the amendment.
Hold on, please. Carl has the floor. Go on.
No, I'm just looking at going down at 0 from the ball. Is there an amendment?
There's an amendment, yes. Oh. Coming around. Everybody have it?
Nope.
No.
This is with it. This is with the second word.
189.
Oh yeah, I'll be out
right here. Okay.
What's that? Point of order, right?
All right, everybody see it? Read it? What's your pleasure? Do you want to make a motion with the amendment?
I'll move the amendment.
No more amendments, thank you. Second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor, say aye on the amendments.
Aye.
Resolution with the amendments? Someone move it?
I'll move it.
Move it, Carl, second. Hector? Discussion? Roll call?
Aye.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. 192, approving the execution of contracts in excess of $50,000. So we take 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97. Together?
I hold them.
A second.
Any discussion on any of them? If not, roll call.
Did you make a motion to block them and that was voted on? And then you make the motion to vote on it?
I'll move the block.
You've
got to make some motion to block.
Yes, we did.
And then you vote on it. Okay. Just following.
That did. Second by TJ. All right, then on keep the resolutions of the block.
Yeah.
Jeanette, TJ, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
We do it by the book here. Resolution 202, accepting county budget except appropriate additional workforce investment act and temporary assistance for needy family funding Department of Employment and Training. Moved by Jim.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 204, 205, 206. All right, 204. I thought I could have snuck that in. But 204 and 5.
I'll move to lump them up.
Thank you. Second?
Second.
Any discussion? If not, we're lumping 204 and 5. A motion.
We've got an email. I don't know if it wasn't from Ken, but it was from the office staff. Because I had a question about what was this, like one housing unit or
These are individual apartments.
Individual apartments.
Eight different additional supported housing units.
For people. 205. Yep.
With mental illness. These are people that this funding comes from a pot of funding to help offset the impact of state psychiatric hospital closures on them.
All right.
We don't know where they're. I'm sorry.
We haven't decided where they're going to be.
Yeah, we don't know where they're
going to
be.
It's based on the need and where people reside.
Right. All right. On the two resolutions, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. 206, authorizes chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to enter an agreement with Family Services for office space at Trudy Resnick Farber Center in the Village of Ellenwood, Department of Public Works.
Move it.
Second.
Sorry.
Hector? Yes?
Out of curiosity, how many years have we been doing this?
It's the first time.
First time.
First.
Releasing it.
Releasing it to them.
Mm-hmm. Any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 207. Amending 2014 Ulster County budget for extreme winter recovery funding appropriation New York State Department of DOT Public Works. Move.
Second.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Whoa. I knew somebody was moving something. I was with you.
DJ, you move.
Okay, I'll move it.
I'll second.
Fifth.
Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
208, amending Ulster County budget CHIPS funding adjustment, Department of Public Works. Move. No, by who? Jim.
I'll second.
No. Discussion. Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
209, establishing capital project 414, Paul School repairs, amending 2014-19 capital program, Department of Public Works, Buildings and Grounds. Who wants to move it?
I'll move it.
You sure?
Okay.
Second, Tracy. Discussion.
So this is to fix the pool?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's that much money?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a
big pool. It's a huge
pool. It's actually another good size pool. Okay, I'm just checking.
Size. Where are we?
All right, any other discussion? Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
211. Amending capital project 262, replacement bridge on Mud Davin Road over Dark Hill, transportation, not on the state highway system, public works, highway and bridges. Move.
I'll move it.
Second.
I'll second. I use that bridge all the time.
She wants to make sure she can cross it.
Any discussion? If not,
that bridge in Kingston?
I don't even know where it is.
As they say, where's that bridge?
All in favor say aye.
Aye. You just saw the tavern and you thought you
when it says 20% state and county, is it 10% or is it split? Or?
Yeah, it's 10%. Okay.
I'm sorry.
No problem.
All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, 213. Authorize the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute agreement with New York State Division of Criminal Justice Services for participation in Crimes Against Revenue Program, DA.
Move it.
Second. Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
214, authorizing the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute agreement with New York State Division of Criminal Justice Services for gun involvement, violence intervention.
Move it.
District Attorney. Move
second.
It. Second. The sheriff was coming tonight, but there again, there was an accident.
One of his deputies' father passed away.
All right. Mm-hmm. Any questions? If not, all in favor say aye.
You're so killing me.
We have our new director of purchasing here tonight, Mark Ryder. Mark, for everyone that doesn't know Mark, this is Mark. We have two resolutions.
Where is it?
14 and, I'm sorry, 15 and 16.
Wait, we have to go for
it. Well, we're gonna bunch them together, 14 and 15. Do 14, do
15 and 16.
Do 15, 16. Someone make them. We can bunch them.
I'm on.
Second.
Second.
All right. All right, Mark?
Okay, I'll be brief.
That's enough. We're done.
Thank you.
I'll talk more about the best value local law at the public hearing. To start with that, it, I think, will be a benefit to the county. It'll allow us to look at competitive bidding and open it up a little bit so that we can basically look at best value instead of just lowest cost. Let's just look at energy efficiency and quality of product instead of cost. A lot of other counties, including Rockland County, who's kind of a leader in procurement, have passed similar local laws. So I will open up for questions on that local law.
This is just
for the resolution.
This is just setting the public hearing.
Yeah. Right. The resolution is setting the public hearing.
Yeah.
But if anybody had any questions now, about that.
Hold on, please.
If the committee would like, we could arrange for Mark to speak at the public hearing and do a little bit more detail.
Would you kindly please?
Yes.
You got 3 minutes.
All right.
One of the things I just always thought that state law, you know, we had to take, go out for bid. We didn't necessarily have to take the lowest bid. I thought that was always the way it was.
The lowest responsible bid has been the best value.
But what's the lowest responsible?
And for certain procurements, sale of goods and commodities over $20,000, then we had to take a competitive sealed bid. And as long as the bidder was responsible, then we had to.
So before this law gets enacted, a bidder could sue the county claiming that their bid wasn't taken because, you know, it met all the requirements, but you thought that a better value was contractor B instead of A?
Well, yes, again, there's reason why, too.
We couldn't.
How is that going to protect the county? How is this law going to protect us?
Give it up.
Well, it'll. What's that?
He just has it reversed.
Yeah.
Right. We couldn't award the bid to another vendor that wasn't the low bidder unless they were found to be either unresponsive, they didn't answer the bid the correct way, they maybe substituted products, or they were irresponsible, meaning past performance with the county, some other reason for them not being responsible. We couldn't accept another bid besides the lowest bid, except for maybe professional services, a few other.
So this is going to ensure the guidelines are going to be the lowest bid at the best value, at the best service.
It'll be separate. We'll still use low bidder for the majority of our procurements. This will just allow us to use best value when it makes sense and is in the best interest of the county. Everything we'll have to spell out in the specifications for the bid. We will have to say exactly what we consider best value, sort of like we do now for our RFPs.
That was my question. Just to clarify, so the best value criteria that you establish will go out with the bid. It's not something that's after.
Correct. And that's part of the law. We have to put that in the specifications.
And that'll vary from bid to bid depending on what it is.
Depending on what the product is.
Okay. Any other questions? If not, Mark, thank you very much.
One more second. And also I wanted to just, there is this one sheet that has the summary of changes for the approving the procurement manual. That is not a local law, so that's the resolution on for tonight. This just I made that takes you through what I changed. One of the first tasks that I took on when I became the purchasing director was just looking at what other counties were doing and kind of trying to modernize our procurement. So there's 6 main changes. It should be right after 2:15. So, I mean, the first two is just changes to our goals and objectives. Yeah. Okay. The third states the best value, puts it right in the procurement manual. Fourth allows electronic bidding. The 5th allows us to purchase off of national and regional cooperative purchasing contracts, which we're not really able to do right now. That just gives us another avenue. And the last is the local economic development criteria that will be added to all RFPs that give local vendors 5 points on an RFP scoring system. New York State vendors, or contiguous counties, 3 points, and New York State vendors, 1.
Tracy?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I'm really pleased by these changes and additions. I mean, I think what you just mentioned, the local economic development factor is great, and of course, I love that we're recognizing the environment as an important part of the criteria. So thank you for the change.
Any other questions?
Professor Chitawaga?
If not, resolution 2, 15, and 16. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Mm-hmm. Good luck.
Thank you.
Resolution 217, authorizing Commissioner of Finance to accept bids and reject bids for purchase of properties owned at the April 23rd, 2014 public auction. Move.
Second.
No, you moved it.
I'll move it.
Okay. Let Tom second it.
Sorry.
Any discussion?
You've got to stop yelling move.
All right. Catch on to it. No discussion? All in favor say aye. Resolution 218, authorized conveyance of county-owned properties to the original owner, Department of Finance. Who wants to move it?
I'll move that one.
Hector?
I'm not touching it with a 10-foot pole.
Jeanette? Discussion?
Always like to get that.
All in favor say aye. Authorizing reacquisition of Resolution 219 of residential property to original owner, Department of Finance.
I'll move it.
I'll second it.
Discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
220, authorizing the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to convey confirmatory quitclaim deed to a party who purchased real property was formerly county owned, Department of Finance, Division of Real Property Tax Service. Moved by who, James?
Where is it?
First say yes.
Wow.
Second. All right, where is it?
Jonathan,
you want to talk about this?
Pretty much how it developed. The current owners of the property want to convey a conservation easement to the Open Space Institute Land Trust. They're in the process of doing their due diligence, which was a title search. They found out the process by which the county sold the property, which they sold it by a tax foreclosure, was improper because of an error in the tax map when it was created in the mid-80s. It was actually county-owned all along. So as a result, they weren't able to invest themselves by a foreclosure sale because the county doesn't have to pay taxes on its own property. So needless to say, in order to make the title marketable, it's just an issue in a confirmatory deed, pretty much just saying that they purchased the property for value back in 1990.
The individual who is making the request could actually attempt to sue the county under Article 15 to clear the title. They don't want to go down that route. They bought this property in good faith many, many years ago. If the tax deed that was delivered was an improper conveyance. So now we're just cleaning up the way it was conveyed.
Clearing it up.
Tracy.
I have no problem in making it right. That makes sense to me. But does that mean back then that we were charging someone for taxes and not get, I mean, how did it end up on a foreclosure list if we owned it? That's what's confusing to me.
It happened so long ago, Tracy, that I can't give you an answer.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, we must have been billing someone, right? I mean, was there someone we were billing that's out?
It was listed as
unknown, so it wasn't taxed to anyone.
Listed as unknown. Yeah. Okay. I was going to say, I didn't know.
We were billing ourselves.
We were billing ourselves. We were paying
the money. Yeah.
And Tracy, we weren't paying the bill either.
The town portion would have went back to the town.
Yeah.
We would have been making a town hall.
All right. Any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
221, authorizing required steps for the transfer of real property located at 300 Flatbush to an additional real property located in the town of Alston. Moved by who?
I'll move.
Second.
Discussion. Anyone want to comment?
No.
All right, all in favor say aye.
Just to make sure that I'm clear, so we're transferring this to an LDC, is that correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And do we actually have a sense of what its market value is?
We have to.
We have, I think that, you know, you need to speak to the Ulster County Development Corporation about their plan, but I think what their plan is that they will attempt to market this the way that they market, the way that the Golden Hill facility was marketed. Because they're an LDC, they're not confined to the same bidding prohibitions that we are and everything else. They can go out, they can hire a consultant, they can hire someone to actually market it and sell it and get the best price.
Erica?
Do we have an appraisal, though, of this property? Is there a reason why we don't have a valuation of this property so we know what we're conveying to the LDC?
The Ulster County Development Corporation is concerned about getting an appraisal that might come back and get a bid that is lower than what they believe it is. It's a unique piece of property at this point.
Wow. They don't have an appraisal.
Beautiful. It's the best. It's the last best piece of property.
The problem is in the city of Kingston. It's a commercial piece of property, but it is currently in a commercial zone and a residential zone. There's issues about whether or not the property should, you know, be subdivided, and you know, the Ulster County Development Corporation is capable of doing that and working with the city of Kingston, or it could be marketed so that they don't have that responsibility and it's sold and the purchaser then becomes responsible for those issues. It's complicated because of the size of the property and how big it is.
Makes sense.
It's been in the hands of a realtor now for a while. Initially we passed a resolution in this legislature to sell it at bid. And the realtor has been putting feelers out as to who would be interested in it. And frankly, there hasn't been a lot of activity in that respect because he was confined as to what he could do. Okay, he was confined as to the fact that he couldn't offer them a price. Okay, because it has to be a so at this point, you're giving it to a development corporation that has a lot more authority and a lot more leeway to come up with the best price. Understand. Ulster County Development Corporation is the county's LDC, just like Golden Hill was. The county is the sole member. You have members on that body that are legislators and county officers, and so obviously what they're going to accept for the price of that building is going to be something that's going to be beneficial to the county.
Or the September's are in this room. So we can't talk about it. It's a meeting.
There you go.
Hector!
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So first off, I guess just for clarity's sake, I'm assuming we're talking about the new successor organization, the Ulster County Business Alliance, is that correct?
I'm not sure that's
the Ulster County Economic Development Alliance.
Economic Development Alliance.
It's the same.
Let's just make that acronym longer. Okay, just for clarity's sake, I just want to make sure we're talking about the same thing here. So number two, if memory serves, they actually still had residual money from the County of Ulster, correct?
I'm not the finance officer for UCDC.
We use bills to be paid based on that money.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, all right. So, meaning, are they going to be using, I guess, some of that residual money towards the marketing of this property?
Yes.
Okay. Just make sure. Just want to get that on the record. Mm-hmm. I apologize, but just, you know, I have to be clear. So, meaning, out of that, I think at one point that they had like 300,000 or 200,000 or something like that. Meaning, they're minus whatever bills they have to be paid at this point.
Yes.
But there's still a balance there. And that balance will be used towards the marketing of this property.
Yep.
Okay.
Any other questions? If not, roll call. All in favor?
Aye.
Resolution 222, setting a public hearing on Local Law 6, establishing a sustainable energy loan program in the county to be held Tuesday, July 15 at 7:15. Move. Second.
I'm not hearing next year anymore.
Any discussion? Tracy?
Can I just give some information? So this is something that's been moving through the Environment Committee. We also had a meeting with the chair, Majority Leader, Minority Leader, and myself, and the EIC Corporation. The plan, assuming it moves forward, to set the public hearing. I've been coordinating with Vicki that on caucus day of July, we'll have a special informational meeting, so the legislature will get a full presentation from the proposed corporation with a Q&A prior to the public hearing. So if there are concerns, questions, they can be aired out at that informational session, And if there are concerns that we need to revise, then certainly it'll go back to committee to be revised, and we'll set another public hearing.
Do you have some kind of an idea what cost to the county this is?
Well, the only cost to the county would be if there was default of one of the loans, aside from whatever additional paperwork on the tax bills, because the way the loans work, which I mean it could get complicated to get into it right now.
Yeah, no,
I understand.
Who is it going to go through? Yeah. What department does it go through?
This is through the energy
operation.
That's
the
email.
The bill has to be handled by
the county would enter into an agreement with this local development corporation, which is based out of the town of Dexter in Westchester County. There would be a contract with that LDC and the Department of Finance. And there's in the county legislature would be committing for the county to agree to put this these loan payments as a tax lien, so it's relying on the tax bill. Charging against the taxes on the property.
Next week.
Because I haven't had a chance to read this, so I'm sorry.
No problem.
But how does this relate to NYSERDA? Isn't that what they do?
No.
Different.
No, they don't provide monies for.
This particular, again, I don't want to speak too much on it, but this is a, we're still vetting this.
Well, we're going to have a public informational meeting to, have everybody be more informed of the whole thing.
Yeah. The informational session will be on caucus day.
Yeah, just quickly on NYSERDA, I was just at a meeting all day with NYSERDA, and it's very different than what they do. This is actually a way to directly finance. In Connecticut, the Green Bank does this. In New York State, the Green Bank puts bank lenders or other financial institutions in touch with projects and matches them up. But New York State Green Bank and NYSERDA, neither of them do this kind of a loan that is, for which the real estate is the guarantor.
So, person building a home, if they wanted to use because my son does it. I can't even remember what
geothermal.
Geothermal. Is that basically?
This only applies to commercial properties and multifamily homes. And a residential property would not qualify under this program.
It tends to be for much larger projects. Mm-hmm. There are actually very good incentives through NYSERDA for residents. Could be better, but...
Yeah, no, I mean, I commend the sponsors on this. I mean, look at the, with larger commercial and larger multifamily, entities, you have more energy usage. It's
been really... My pleasure. This also wouldn't apply to any property in the city of Kingston, right?
Wait, what? It doesn't apply to Kingston?
No.
Oh, then wait up.
I'm sorry?
This doesn't apply to properties in the city of Kingston because they do their own tax bills. Mm-hmm. They would have to adopt this program.
What else is now?
You want to include them in the other local law?
Even when I go to sometimes I hear people talk about the county, they talk about town, they never mention the city.
I know.
My mind was already on that question.
I know.
Are there any more questions on resolutions?
Well, then don't be a city.
Hold on.
Can I put that in?
Resolution 222. Anything else?
No.
If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, resolution 223 is just for discussion, sending a public hearing to amend the charter and the terms of Ulster County Legislature to be held July 15th. That has to go through committee and then come back to us.
Yeah.
All right. Anybody have anything else? I have a couple other things before we leave.
Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Yes, you may.
Deputy Executive Purnell, I had the opportunity about a week ago. You did a presentation. It was for local governments in the library. I would suggest that you possibly, if you see it fit, you set that up and give it to the legislature also.
Sure, whatever. What the pleasure of you?
One thing, just so, I don't know, I mean, you put together a sheet that was quoting from the governor's budget, past budget. on different things that are going to happen to local governments and what we exhibited here at the earlier meeting, there couldn't be a simpler way to get out of that. If you, okay, with what, because what the governor is going to do, if local governments, and I don't mean to steal your show,
please, go ahead,
don't do some type of consolidation, they're taking a different avenue. Mm-hmm. They're going to hold back rebate checks from your constituents.
Right, absolutely.
Okay, so what's the, right. See what he, consolidation didn't work because of forcing them together. Now we're going to hold back the checks if you don't do it.
The local homeowner won't get the rebate. The town doesn't.
All right, a couple other things before we leave. We have a report here on new hirees. Everyone has a copy. It was sent to me from Ken through Vicki. Everyone has a copy. All right, also we have a report, if anyone's interested, regarding budgetary transfers for the month of May 2014, if you want a copy.
I emailed those. Email.
Okay, I'm sorry. Have that. We have a tentative budget schedule that I have not reviewed. I just see it right here. I will review it next week. We'll go through it a little bit.
For November?
You have to.
We are going to be on a very tight schedule. We're going to be probably 2 weeks before we normally...
Who's always the first to ask for that schedule? This is so exciting.
No, it's not the schedule. We have to have our budget done 2 weeks prior than we normally do this year.
Because of sales tax.
Why is that, Mr. Chairman?
Why is that? Because we don't have an extension. Hold on. We don't have an extension from the legislative body in Albany to allow us to get our normal schedule in place. So we have to expedite that.
But why did that happen, Mr. Chairman?
Why? I go ask your assembly person. I don't know why.
I think B went over that.
He's not mine.
Okay. But anyway, that's where we are for next week. Anything else? TJ, we made it in time. Just by the nick of time, right?
I knew you did.
Motion to adjourn. Who made it?
TJ
second?
Yes.
Who seconded? You got a second?
No.
Hector, you second motion to adjourn? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.